Today's Amud is Yavamas Yatasama Beis. We're holding on Yatasama Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, Rav Papa Amar. So, just to recap, we had two Mishnayos, both discussing the Erva of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. The first mission of the Perek spoke about one case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. It was speaking about a case where it was Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim, meaning you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, and then Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim. Baby Levi was born, V'achar Kach Yibim, and then Shimon performed Yibim with Mrs. Reuven. So the Mishnah says that when Shimon dies, so Levi is also to Mrs. Reuven, Alts Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'ilamai. That's a case of Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim, where baby Levi was born before Shimon performed the Yibim on Mrs. Reuven. The second Mishnah of the Perek spoke about another case of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'ilamai, a very similar case, but the second Mishnah was Yibim V'achar Kach Nailad, which means you had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died without having any children, so Shimon went and he was Miyabim Mrs. Reuven. It was after Yibim, after Shimon was Miyabim Mrs. Reuven, so then Achar Kach Nailad, afterwards baby Levi was born. In such a case, although the Fida Tanakama, it's still an Isser of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, in the second Mishnah we have that Reb Shimon argues. And Reb Shimon says that that's not a case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, because once Shimon is Miyabe, Mrs. Reuven, so now she becomes Mrs. Shimon the second. Now she, her Eishes to Reuven goes away. So Mamela, now Levi's born. Shimon and Levi are around in this world at the same time. So when Shimon dies, the ex Mrs. Reuven, who's now Mrs. Shimon, she's going to fall to Yibam to Levi, and Levi is going to be mutter to her. Now Rabbi Yeshaya had said a chiddush. Rabbi Yeshaya said that even though we don't have recorded that Rabbi Shimon argued on the first mission of the Perek, where it was Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim, said Rabbi Yeshaya that really when Rabbi Shimon's Chaylik, he's being Chaylik on the first case of the Perek as well. He's being Chaylik on the case of Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim. Even in a case where it was Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim, where baby Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabi Mrs. Reuven, where there's a svara to say that once Mrs. Reuven is there and she's asur to Levi, so now even though afterwards Shimon is miyabim her, once she was Nesra, so she's asur forever, there would be such a svara to learn up the case like that and to say that even if you're Reb Shimon, she's asur in such a case. Says Rabbi Yeshaya that no, Reb Shimon holds in such a case that she's mutter because it's Zika, Yesh Zika, and Zika Kekanusa Dami, and therefore really when Levi is born, it is like Mrs. Reuven's already married to Shimon. And Al Kapon, whatever the reason was, so that was Rabbi Yeshaya's Chiddush, that Rabbi Shimon's Chaylik, even on the first Mishnah, on the case of Nailad V'achar Kach Yibim. That was all the Shita of Rabbi Yeshaya. Comes along Rabbi Papa now, and Rabbi Papa Amar, then, oh, Be'yibim V'achar Kach Nailad Palig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is only Chaylik on the second Mishnah, only in the case where Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and then baby Levi was born. So then baby Levi comes into a world where Mrs. Reuven is really Mrs. Shimon, so then she's not Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. However, Ben Nailad V'Achar Kach Yibim, in the first mission of the Perek that spoke about a case of Nailad and Achar Kach Yibim, where baby Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, so then Loi Palig, in that case, Reb Shimon does not argue. Reb Shimon agrees that that would be an Isser of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, because once Levi was born and Mrs. Reuven is already Asur to him, so even though Shimon is then Miyabimer, it doesn't matter. Once she was Nesra, she's going to be Asur forever, and the Isser does not go away. And says Rabbi Papa Utarvayu l'Rabbanan. It comes out that both Mishnayos are needed to teach me v'Tarvayu l'Rabbanan Itzrich. They're both teaching me a chiddush of the Rabbanan, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshaya. We had in Yitchasam Abayz. He said that the first Mishnah was showing us how far Rabbi Shimon's kula goes. The reason why the Masechta teaches us both Mishnayos is because the first Mishnah was showing us how far Rabbi Shimon's kula goes, and the second Mishnah was showing us how far the Rabbanan's chumra goes. Says Rav Papa that no, Rav Shimon agrees to the Rabbanan in the first Mishnah. So who is the first Mishnah for? It's not for Rav Shimon, it's for the Rabbanan. So then once we have that the Rabbanan said in such a case where it was Nailad V'Achar Kach Yibim, Where was Yibim V'Achar Kach Nailad, the second Mishnah. Once you have the second Mishnah, why do I need the first Mishnah. Once I see that even when it was Yibei V'achikach Neilad, that it's considered Eishas Achiv Shahai Bai Lamai. So why do I need the first Mishnah? Says the Gemara, you don't. V'loizu Avzu Katani. The Mishnah is a certain style of needless to say this. The Loizu, not only this, but even this. So Enechanami, once you have the second Mishnah, you really don't need the first Mishnah. There's no Chidushim in the first Mishnah, but it's a certain style of speech. And says the Gemara, the Tanya Kavasei de Rav Papa, we have a Braisa that says like Rav Papa, that even Rav Shimon agrees, in the case of Neilad V'achar Kach Yibim, that there is an Isser of Eishas Achir of Shohaya Ba'ilamai. We have a Braisa like Rav Papa, Utyivta de Rabbi Yeshaya, which by definition means that this Braisa is going to refute the Shita of Rabbi Yeshaya. We have a Braisa Mefurish that the Shita of Rav Shimon is that when it's Neilad V'achar Kach Yibim, so then even Rav Shimon agrees that once Mrs. Reuven was Aser to Levi, so she's Nesra, she's Aser forever. So what's that Braisa? Says the Gemara like this. Says the Braisa like this. The Braisa is going to list, I believe it's 5 different cases, all different variations of situations where you have Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Case number 1, you have Shnei Achim Ba'ilam Echad. You have Reuven and Shimon who are alive in this world at the same time. Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of them, Reuven dies below Yivlah without having any children. So now the Braisa is very dramatic. So Shimon goes, he starts knocking on Reuven's door. He wants to go do Maimer with Mrs. Reuven. He never ends up getting the chance to do it. He gets the phone call. Mazel tov, you have a baby brother. Baby Levi was born. And then before Shimon ever got the chance to go back to Mrs. Reuven to perform the Maimer, Shimon died. So basically, Shimon never ended up doing Maimer. Why the Braisa says it in such a dramatic way, the Gemara will discuss it on Amud Beis. But that's the story. The story is basically, just in short, without the drama, is that you had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died without having any children. And then Levi was born. And Shimon died. Shimon never did Maimer, never did Yibam, never did Chalitza. Stam, Shimon died, and Levi's born. So this is a regular, full-fledged Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Hands down, nobody would argue in such a case that this is a case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. And a Melo, the halacha is going to be that Harishayna Yaitza Misham Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, that Mrs. Reuven, she's going to go out scot-free. She doesn't require Yibam, Nachalitza, nothing, because she's a regular Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Ushnia and Shimon's wife, Mrs. Shimon, so Eichel Latzatz, Eimis Yavamis. She's a regular, completely regular Yavama, Shaymaris Yavam. So Levi will either be Miyabimer, or he'll do Chalitza with her. But that would be the halacha. That's case number 1 of the Braisa. Case number 2, and really 2 and 3, Asa b'maimer v'achar kach neilad ach. Let's say Shimon was successful in performing the maimer. Shimon was successful at performing the maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and this could happen in 2 different variations. Either asa b'maimer v'achar kach neilad ach, you could have a case where Shimon did maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and then afterwards he gets the phone call, Mazel tov, baby Levi is born. Aisha neilad v'ach v'achar kach asa b'maimer. Where first he got the phone call that baby Levi was born, and then afterwards he went and he did the maimer with Mrs. Reuven. Umeis, and then Shimon died without having any children. So the halacha is that harishayna yaitza misham eishes achiv shohaya ba'ilamai. Mrs. Reuven, midaraisa, she's a regular eishes achiv shohaya ba'ilamai. She's a full-fledged eishes achiv shohaya ba'ilamai. So she's gonna go out scot-free. Ushnia chaylatzas v'loi misyavemes. Whereas says the Tanakama, Mrs. Shimon, even though midaraisa, she's a regular shaymeres yavam, she's mutter completely to Levi, so it should be chalitza or yibam. Still, since Shimon did maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so on a derabanan level, Mrs. Shimon is like a tsaras eishes achiv shohaya ba'ilamai. It's only midarabanan, so we tell Levi that they need to do chalitza and they're not allowed to do yibam. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Reb Shimon aimer. Reb Shimon says that, and this is Ba'etzim Reb Shimon Shita that we had earlier, that he holds that Maimer creates a Safek Kiknusa, Safek Einai Kiknusa, and so he says that Bi'asai Aichalit Sasa Shal Achas Mehen Paiteres Tsarasa. That if he does Bio or Chalitza with one of them, as we'll see in a second, it's one of them really means Mrs. Shimon, Now the Flavi goes and he does chalitza or yibam with Mrs. Shimon, so then mimanifshach Mrs. Ruvain, who Reb Shimon calls in a second the balas hamaimer, because that's the one that Shimon did maimer to, Mrs. Ruvain will go out scot-free mimanifshach. Once Levi goes and he does chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, or he does yibam with Mrs. Shimon, mimanifshach Mrs. Ruvain is now free. Either Shimon's maimer made her a kikanusa, then now she's like Shimon's wife, and now that she's like Shimon's wife, so once Levi does something with Mrs. Shimon, so then the other Yavama goes out scot-free, or she's not Shimon's wife, and if she's not Shimon's wife, then she's an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. If she's not Shimon's wife, she's an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, and then she anyways doesn't require anything. So Mimanifshach, says Rav Shimon, once Levi goes and he does Yibam or Chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, Mrs. Ruvain will go out scot-free. However, Chalatza Ba'alas HaMaimer, if Levi goes and he does chalitza with the Balas HaMaimer, with Mrs. Ruvain, so then loy nifter atzara, so then we can't say that Mrs. Shimon is going to go out scot-free. Because there's a tzad that Maimer is not kaina. If Maimer is not kaina, then his chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain was completely meaningless. She anyways didn't really fall to him. She's Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. And the woman that did fall to him is Mrs. Shimon, and Levi didn't do anything to her. So therefore, if he does chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, he's still going to need to do chalitza or Yibam to Mrs. Shimon. We're not going to say that she's Niftara. Case number 4 of the Braisa, that Kansa Umeis V'achar Kach Noila Dayach, let's say Shimon is Miyabe Mrs. Ruvain. He's Miyabe Mrs. Ruvain, and then Umeis, and then Shimon dies, V'achar Kach Noila Dayach, and then Levi is born. So that's a regular case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Oy, or another case, similar case, but Eishes Noila Dayach V'achar Kach Kansa. That Levi was born, and after Levi was born, meaning this is the case of Neilad v'Acher Kach Yibim, this is the case of Neilad v'Acher Kach Yibim, Levi was born, and afterwards, Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Ruvain, Umeis, and then Shimon dies, so Shtehen Petura is v'Nachalitza v'Nayibim, so they're both going to be Pater, both of Shimon's wives are going to be Pater from Chalitza and from Yibim, because Mrs. Ruvain is an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, and Mrs. Shimon is a Tsaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, Mimele they're both going to be potter. Case number 5, Kansa v'Noilad Layach. Let's say Kansa v'Noilad Layach. Let's say Shimon is Miyabim, Mrs. Ruvain, and afterwards Levi is born. So it's Yibim v'Achar Kach Noilad. The second mission of the Parak, it's Yibim v'Achar Kach Noilad. So then v'Achar Kach Meis, and then Shimon dies without having any children. So Zok the Tanakama Shteyed Paturais v'Nachalitzum v'Nayibim Diver Rabbi Meir, which is the identical sheet of the Tanakama in the second mission of the Parak, which is Tam Mishra Meir. Rameyer says that this is the case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Even in the case of Yibim V'Achar Kach Noilad, where Shimon did Yibim to Mrs. Ruvain before baby Levi was born, still, she still has a shame Mrs. Ruvain, and Mamela, both wives of Shimon are going to be Pater, one out Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, and the other out Staras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Rav Shimon Aymer, Rav Shimon's Chaylik, and Rav Shimon says that no, Hayolu Bohu Matzah Beheter, since it was Yibim v'Achar Kach Noilad, so when Levi was born, Mrs. Ruvain was already married to Mrs. Shimon, so now she's mutter to him. Now she already has a new shame. Now she's Mrs. Shimon the second. V'loy amda lav sha'achas be'isser. There was never a time that she was nesra to baby Levi. So Mamela, once Shimon dies, miyabim le'izem en she'yirtza, yicholitz izem she'yirtza. So Levi will be allowed, he'll be mutter to do Yibim or Chalitza to either one of Shimon's wives. They're both going to be mutter to him. This is not a case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Now says the Gemara, what's the raya to Rapapa? Because says the Gemara, Habava deseifa l'man katanila. This last case where it was Yibim v'Achar Kach Neilad, who is the Braisa teaching this case? Ilema l'Rabbi Meir, if you're telling me that it's coming to teach us the halacha l'fi Rabbi Meir, that l'fi Rabbi Meir, you should know that the halacha is that it's an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. So then, katanila. So then, nichdi. So then, wait a second. Leishani leil Rabbi Meir ben Yibim v'Achar Kach Noilad ben Noilad v'Achar Kach Yibim. We know that the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that he doesn't differentiate between a case where Levi was born before Shimon Zibum or Levi was born after Shimon Zibum. If so, so why does the Braisa teach case number 5 as like a separate case? La'arvinu v'lisninu. teach it all together with case number 4, which spoke about the case of Nailad V'Achakach Yibim. So say it all together. It doesn't matter if it's Nailad V'Achakach Yibim or Yibim V'Achakach Nailad. In both cases, the halacha is that it's Eshes Achav Shahaya Ba'ilamai. Ella L'Reb Shimon. Elamai, what are you going to tell me? That the reason why he keeps it as a separate case is because specifically in this last case where it was Yibim V'Achakach Nailad, so Rabbi Shimon is Chaylik, and Rabbi Shimon holds in this case, whereas Yibim V'Achakach Nailad, that it's not considered Eishas Achav Shahaya Ba'ilamai, Dafka in this case. So what do you see? That it's Ubi Yibim V'Achakach Nailad Palik, but Ben Nailad V'Achakach Yibim Loi Palik. You see that when is it Rabbi Shimon Chaylik, Dafka in this last case where it was Yibim V'achakach Nailad. But in case number 4, where it was Nailad V'achakach Yibim, Rav Shimon doesn't argue. Otherwise, it should have put it all together. So you see that Rav Shimon doesn't argue in the case of Nailad V'achakach Yibim. In such a case where it was Nailad, where baby Levi was born before Shimon was Miyab and Mrs. Ruvain, so Rav Shimon is Maida that is Aser Mishom Eishas Achiv Shahai Ba'ilamai. So Shema Mina, this is a Raya to Rav Papa and a Tiofta on Rabbi Yeshaya, which the Gemara mentioned earlier. In the first parak, that Rabbi Yeshaya's shita ends up being refuted, and that's done, and that really Rabbi Shimon agrees in the case of Naila v'achakach yibim that there is an isser of eishes achiv shahaya ba'ilamai. Now the Gemara is just going to go back now on some of the cases of the Braisa and just explain them. We mentioned some of the Ha'aras, the Gemara is going to speak it out. So Amar Mar, we mentioned, the first case of the Braisa was the very dramatized case, where it was Amar Asheni Lases Maimer, you had Reuven and Shimon, Reuven died without having any children, and Shimon went to Reuven's house, he knocked on the door, he was about to do Maimer to Mrs. Reuven, he was Amar Asheni Lases Maimer B'Yavimtoi, and then as he's about to do Maimer, V'Loi Hispik Lases Maimer B'Yavimtoi, he didn't get a chance to, until he got the phone call, he got the Mazel Tov, Shenayla Le'ach, that he was born to him a brother, that baby Levi was born, and then Shimon never ended up getting the chance to go ahead and do Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and before Umeis, Shimon died. So then the halacha is that the Rishayna is Yaitza Mishameshes Achav Shahaya Ba'ilamai. Mrs. Reuven is, of course, Asr to Levi, that's picture perfect, Eishes Achav Shahaya Ba'ilamai. Ushnia Aichai Latzis, Aimis Yavemes, and Mrs. Shimon, of course, she's a regular, picture perfect Yavamo, Shaymeris Yavam, she's going to be mutter to baby Levi, and they'll either do Chalitza or they'll do Eve. That will be up to them. But ask the Gemara, what's with all the drama? My Amad, my Loi Hispik, what does it mean? He went to do Maimer, he didn't get the chance to, he wasn't able to capitalize on it. Why is it saying over the case with such drama? He Avad, if he did the Maimer, so then he did the Maimer. If he Loi Avad, and if Lamaiso, he didn't end up doing the Maimer, what do I care that he was about to, he was Amad, Loi Hispik, what's with all the drama? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the Pshat and the Braisa. The Brais is teaching us a chiddush. Ella amad midaita. He went to do maimer and he wanted to try to convince her into it. He wanted to do it with her das, with her ratzin. He wanted to do it with her consent. He tried to make it consensual. He wanted to give her the kesef kedushin of the maimer and make it consensual. V'loi hispik midaita alabal karcha. What the Brais means is that in the end he was unsuccessful in convincing her and getting her consent. So it seems like he threw her the money, whatever the case is. He did it bal karcha. He ended up doing the Maimer against her will. And that's called that he didn't do Maimer. He wanted to do the Maimer, the Ritzayna, with her consent. He wasn't able to. And the Brais is clear that in such a case, it's considered halachically like he did not do Maimer. Meaning, Maimer Bal Karcha is Loishma Maimer. Maimer Bal Karcha does not work. So now, whose shita is that? The Maimer does not work Bal Karcha. Udeloike Rebbe. That's not like the shita of Rebbe, because we know that the shita of Rebbe is that Maimer works even Bal Karcha. So where's this Machlaikas, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Ha'aisa Maimer be Avimta Shaloi Midaita, if a person does Maimer with his Yavama without her consent, so Rabbi Aimer Kana, Rabbi says that that works, the Chachamim Aimer Mlai Kana, the Chachamim say it doesn't work, and the Braisa is going like the Chachamim who holds that it doesn't work. Now, as an aside, the Gemara just asks, my time of the Rebbe, what's the pshat in this machlokes? What's the reason for Rebbe? Why would Maimer work Bal Karcha? So says the Gemara, Gamar mi bia di Yavama. He learns it out from the bia, from Yibam of Yavama. Ma bia di Yavama Bal Karcha. Just like Yibam works even against the will of the Yavama, like we had earlier in the first parak, we darshan it from Sukkim that Yibam works even Bal Karcha. Saaf kedushin di Yavama Bal Karcha. So too, when the Rabbanan made this Maimer the Rabbanan in the context of Yibam, this Kedushin the Rabbanan to do Maimer first, so they made it, they fashioned it after the Daraisa of Yibam, and they said that just like Yibam works Bal Karcha, so too the Maimer, it also works Bal Karcha. Whereas Rabbanan Gamri Mikedushin the Alma. The Rabbanan say that no, Maimer does not work Bal Karcha, because they say that it's true the Rabbanan fashioned their Xeris after the Daraisos, but Maimer is like a Me'ein of Kedushin. Just like by a regular man and woman, before he does Nisuin, he has to do Maimer, he has to do Kedushin first. So the Rabbanan instituted that before you do Yibam, you first do Maimer. So Maimer is really like the Rabbanan of Kedushin da Alma. Ma Kedushin da Alma midaita. Just like generally Kedushin, it has to be with consent. Av Kedushin da Yavama midaita. So to the Kedushin of Yavama, that also has to be Midaita. But Maika Miflagi, what's really the Yisoid of the Machlaikas, this is what we just spoke out, that Mar Savar Mili Diyavama, Mimili Diyavama, Havali Lamelaf. We should learn out Maimer from Yibam, because they're both in the context of Yibam. Umar Savar Mili Di Kedushin, Mimili Di Kedushin, Havali Lamelaf. Then it makes more sense to learn out Maimer from Kedushin, because they're both Kedushins. So that's the Machlaikas. The Machlaikas is, we know the Chazal make their Gzeiras Kein Da'araisa. The Shaila is which Da'araisa is Maimer, did they make Maimer fashioned like? Did they make it like the Daraisa of Yibam, because it's being done here in the context of Yibam? That's what Rebbe holds, and therefore Maimer works Bal Karcha. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, it's a Darabanan that's made like a Kedushin of Kedushin Da'alma, so just like Kedushin Da'alma, it has to be with consent, so to Maimer by Yibam, it also has to be with consent. The Bryce's next case was also by Maimer va'acher kach noilad le'ach. If let's say Shimon was successful in doing the Maimer, and only afterwards baby Levi was born, or shenoilad le'ach va'acher kach also by Maimer, or baby Levi was born first and then Shimon did the Maimer. The point is Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so now umeis Shimon dies, so now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Levi. So reshayne yaitza mishameishes achiv shaya ba'ilamai. The Mrs. Reuven, she's Aser to Levi because she's a regular Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. It's true that Shimon did Maimer with her, even if you're going to tell me that such a thing, that Yibam would help, but this is only Maimer. This is only a Kedushin Derabanan. That's for sure not going to get rid of the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. And Mamela, Mrs. Reuven, for sure is going to be Aser to Levi. Veshnia and Mrs. Shimon is Chalitza, Soleim Misyav Emes. The Tanakhama says that Mrs. Shimon does Chalitza, but not Yibam. She does Chalitza because Midaraisa, she's a regular Shemeris Yavam, she's a regular Yavama. She's a regular Yavama Midaraisa. Shimon is not married to Mrs. Reuven. That was only Kedushin Derabanan. So Shimon's only wife is Mrs. Shimon. Mamela Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi. However, we don't allow them to do Yibam because Midarabanan Shimon is married to Mrs. Reuven. So Midarabanan Mrs. Shimon is like a Tsaras Ashes Achiv Shahay Bailamai. It's only Midarabanan. So we say to do Chalitza and not to do Yibam. Reb Shimon Aimer and Reb Shimon was Chalek. And Reb Shimon said that no, biasa yachalitzasa shalachas mehen paiteres sarasa. That no, when Levi does yibam or chalitza with, he ends up clarifying that he if he does bia or yi or chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, so then Mrs. Reuven goes out scot free. So says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ahaya. In which case ahaya kai? In which case was Reb Shimon going on? The case where it was nailad va'acherkach he did maimer, or maimer va'acherkach baby Levi was born. Ilema ad nailad le'ach va'ach. If you say he's going on the case that baby Levi was born first and afterwards Shimon did Maimer to Mrs. Reuven, so why would Reb Shimon say that Mrs. Reuven requires something, that she goes free once Mrs. Shimon gets Chalitza or Bia? Why would you need that? We concluded before from this Braisa that in a case that baby Levi was born and afterwards Shimon is even Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, even if they mamish do Yibam, it doesn't matter. Once she was Nesra to Levi, once Mrs. Reuven was already Aser to Levi, because Levi was Nailad before Shimon married Mrs. Reuven, so once she was Aser to Levi, she's Aser forever. She goes out scot-free. She doesn't need Yibam, she doesn't need Chalitza, she doesn't have to wait for Mrs. Shimon's Yibam or Chalitza. So why over here would Reb Shimon say that once Levi does Yibam or Chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, so then Mrs. Reuven goes scot-free? Ella, what you have to say is this is Dafka going on case number two. It's Dafka going on the first case of these two cases, Ella also by Maimer va'achikach neilad le'ach. He was dafka going in the case where where Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, and only afterwards he got the phone call, the Mazel Tov, that Levi was born. Levi was born after Shimon did Maimer. So Midrabanan, there is, and we know Reb Shimon Shita is, and he holds he's Mesupik, that maybe Maimer even creates Mamish Kekenusa Damya. So it could be really Mrs. Ruvain does fall to Yibam, to Levi, because now it's like a case of Yibim V'achukach Nailat. Maimer is a suffix if it accomplishes what Yibam does, according to Reb Shimon. Maimer is a suffix. It might even be Mamish Kekenusa. This might be like the case of Yibim V'achar Koch Naila, that Levi is Mamish Mutter to Mrs. Ruvain. Now, we're not going to let them do Yibam because it's only a suffix. It could be she is an Ashes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai because it could be the Maimer does not make her Kekenusa. So, Avada, we're not going to allow them to do Yibam, but once Levi does Yibam or Chalitza to Mrs. Shemin, so then Mrs. Ruvain goes out scot-free, but she has to wait. And then the Gemara just explains the next line of the Braisa was that if Levi is Chalatz Abaylas Maimer, if Levi does Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, which that's perfectly fine, but in such a case, like Niftar Atzara, Mrs. Shimon will not go out scot-free from Levi's Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain. My time, why not? Mishum Dahavai Tzara Vadai. Because the Tzara, in this case referring to Mrs. Shimon is a Vadai Yevama, is a Vadai Shemeris Yavam to Levi, Ubalas Maimer Suffolk, the Balas Maimer referring to Mrs. Ruvain, she's only a Suffolk, because it's a Suffolk, only on the Tzad that Maimer's Kikanusa, so then she's a Shemeris Yavam. On the Tzad that Maimer's not Kikanusa, so then she's only Mrs. Ruvain, she's only Ashes Ruvain, she's an Ashes Ach. And Mamela, so Levi has to do something still to Mrs. Shimon. So Vain Suffolk, the Suffolk Chalitza that he does to Mrs. Ruvain is not going to get rid of the Zika to Mrs. Shimon, who Vadai is a Shemeris Yavam. She has a Vadai Zika, and that's why Rav Shimon said it's only if he does Yibam or Chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, so that's going to help get rid, Mimanukshach, that will help get rid of the Zika to Mrs. Ruvain. But it has to be Dafka if he does something to Mrs. Shimon. If he does something to Mrs. Ruvain, if he does Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, so then Mrs. Shimon does not go out scot-free.